Hey, welcome back to the live stream here at Microsoft Ignite in New Zealand on the Channel 9 webpage. Got a little surprise for you. We decided to change up the program. We managed to fit in one more special session. I tracked down a good friend of mine, Karan Bhatta. Did I say it right?
Yeah, you did.
B-A-T-T-T-T-A, right?
Bhatta, that's
right. You got it. Yeah. He's actually a native, can I say native Kiwi? Native
you can say that, yeah, definitely.
He joined us here today mainly because he flew in just to do a session tomorrow, and then he has to take off to go to Wellington to go off and talk to some engineering teams. Tell us a bit about yourself, man.
Yeah, so I'm actually originally from New Zealand, so I was, grew up here, watched the All Blacks, and I was part of a little startup, came out of the Lord of the Rings trilogy called Green Button.
You can't just drop that. You got to explain
exactly
that a little bit. What is this?
So way back in the day, there was a guy named Scott Houston.
Yep.
He was CTO of Weta, and he worked on Lord of the Rings trilogies, and essentially, he was responsible for the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was Peter Jackson said, hey, look, I want to do this massive scene and I need to get it done.
Need some raw power.
That's right. We need some raw compute power. And this is way back in the day of the grid computing, right? Where you just, put together these physical clusters together. And so he decided, all right, well, we're going to have to spend money. So they spent $10 million and flew in an entire data center and hooked it up in about a week to do one scene of a render. And then that's it. The data center was, non-utilized after that.
And so was the
for a
scene,
project.
Did the scene make it in the movie?
The scene made it in the movie, and we won Oscars.
Oh,
right?
Okay, there you go.
Right?
I just wanted to make sure.
And so he saw an idea, right? And he said, this is great. Now I can actually, so he bought the data center, turned it into the New Zealand Supercomputing Center, and then created a company called Green Button, which is now part of Microsoft as of 2 years ago. And now we're responsible for Azure Batch, all the high-performance computing SKUs like GPUs that I work on, and I actually moved to Seattle 2 years ago.
And in case you are here in Auckland, you might even notice that the weather is almost identical to what it's like in Seattle right now, which is overcast, cold, and rainy right now. So I think we brought that with us when you came down for this one here. Tell me a little about the, I know about this from the concept of the machines themselves, the N-series type things. What is the offering of the N-series machine, and what makes it different than what other people can do? Because GPUs are not new inside of the cloud environment. What do we do that's different?
I mean, there's been a lot of fuss lately about GPUs, GPUs. It's certainly the first time Azure's doing them, so it's a big deal for us.
Right.
We got to get it right. There's definitely lots of scenarios internally. The whole thing started off internally, right? We have big properties inside Microsoft like Bing, Office. Now we have LinkedIn, right? So you can imagine all the AI that's happening behind the scenes. HoloLens, right? So it's got to detect, right? This is a little, whatever this
Channel
is.
Channel 9
right?
robot.
Channel 9 robot, right? So it's got to do all of that. And all of that utilizes deep learning, which utilizes GPUs. And so from our perspective, we want to make sure that we do this right for the first time. So we've partnered with NVIDIA really closely. We're coming out with two distinct offerings. I'm going to be talking about it tomorrow in my session.
Okay. Why don't plug your session for what time it is?
Tomorrow at 10:30.
10:30, Zealand time.
Yeah, New Zealand time, that's right.
Now, this one will not be streamed live. However, it will be available on demand probably within 24 or 48 hours. I'm looking over at the guys on Channel 9 over here. They have no idea when it's going to be live. It'll be live eventually on the Channel 9 site. We'll go off and see it. But what are you going to be showing inside of it, man?
So I'm going to be talking a lot about AI, but I'm going to be also showing off some of the cool stuff that we're doing. So, a sneak peek, right? Deep learning. What the heck is deep learning? So imagine what Picasa would have done today in today's world. So you take a neural net model, you feed in all the Picasa images, and then what would have Picasa done with today's images?
Okay.
Right? So that's kind of cool. So I'm going to be showcasing some really cool demos. I'm going to be talking about workstation in the cloud. So if you're doing things like Premiere Pro, Photoshop, you don't have to go out buy a $10,000 PC anymore. You can just, rent an Azure GPU machine. Additionally, on the AI side, we're going to be talking a lot about what Satya talked about at Ignite in US this year, which is AI, right? AI is going to be embedded in everything, right? Moving from here, cars, autonomous cars,
right?
Speech detection, image recognition, right? The HoloLens. So I'm going to be talking a lot about compute, and I'm going to be talking about our compute side of the business, which is based off of NVIDIA GPUs as well.
Okay. We snuck you in now because you're departing to go off to Wellington.
Wellington, that's right.
That's where one of the engineering groups are?
That's right. So the original team from Wellington, which was acquired as part of Green Button, is still partly still in Wellington today. Okay. So, you know, you can still go and check those guys out. And part of that team did move over to Redmond, including myself.
Okay.
But that team is still intact, working ever, yeah.
Got it. Now, I have to ask this question again because you're native Kiwi, you're native from here. Are you actually from Auckland or from around surrounding?
Wellington. I'm from Wellington.
Wellington, okay. Yeah, so now, is every single person that lives in New Zealand, are they all Blacks fans?
They are. They mostly are.
It's like a religion, basically.
It is a religion. It's kind of like, you know, because I'm also, so I was born in India, but I was brought up in New Zealand.
Yeah.
So part of my history is cricket, right, which New Zealand does as well. So it's interesting when India plays New Zealand, I'm like...
It's a household divided.
I'm like divided, right? But All Blacks, clear-cut choice, they're like the Roger Federer in his prime, but
nice.
Like rugby.
Well, I was very fortunate that I was able to take in the All Blacks match on Saturday. It was an awesome match.
Oh, you did?
With a couple of guys. So my buddy Regan and also Stu Fox and his wife had some nice tickets. I actually still have the members club card. I haven't returned it yet.
Wow.
So I've got to get that back to them. But awesome match. People go off and to watch that one there. Tomorrow we're going to be doing the live stream once again, kicking off at 9 a.m.-ish, a little bit earlier here on New Zealand time. And if you're watching this from the Pacific Northwest, that's around 1 p.m. U.S. time, if you're interested. Time zone-wise, you call it GMT minus...
Plus 12,
minus 1,
yeah.
Carry the 3.
I mean, PST, right? It's 4 hours ahead.
Right.
4 hours ahead of New Zealand time.
Okay.
But yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. So it's kind of, I was trying to explain it to my kids that I'm leaving on a Friday, but I'm getting back earlier than I left on the Friday when I fly back.
Right.
They don't understand. It's like, if you go around the globe really fast backwards, it takes time backwards, and they still didn't believe me on that one there. But we have a whole lineup of different sessions that could be going on as well tomorrow. I don't have the list in front of me. So I can't tell you which ones they are, but if you check out the channel9.msdn.com webpage, you'll be able to see them there for tomorrow's schedule and be able to see them. Hope your session goes well, man.
Thank you.
And I look forward to hopefully being able to watch that one live when I'm there inside the room.
Absolutely.
Unless I'm here doing a session, I don't know what my schedule is. We'll figure that one out. And then safe travels, my friend.
Thank you.
So we traditionally end the live broadcasts and also some of the shows by going in and seeing if the guest can actually hit the camera lens. And so let's see if you can...
Am I hitting your one?
No, aim this one here for the big wide shot. I want to see this one here, see if I can do it. Just in... Look at that. One shot. Got it. And he missed it. He missed it. Anyway.
I was aiming to, like, tip it over.
So. Thanks for joining us, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming out. And don't forget to come on back to Ignite New Zealand here tomorrow. 9-ish on the local time frame. And maybe I might even be able to get my good friend Seth to join me. He kind of had a rough interview a little while ago, so he's kind of taking a little bit of some time off right now to recuperate. But he should be okay after some counseling tonight to be able to be back on camera tomorrow. So join us then. Thanks for joining us. Thank you again.
Thank you, Rick.
We'll see you online soon.